For 24 years, the Baby Fold has hosted the Festival of Trees, featuring a wide variety of decorated trees and other Christmas decor in a fundraiser that not only raises dollars, but raises awareness of the needs of children and families. The festival is this Friday through Sunday out at the Interstate Center in Bloomington. Amy Beam is the Vice President of Development and Public Relations at the Baby Fold, and she says this year the theme for the festival is the heart of giving.
But we always think of the true theme as the Baby Fold. We want everyone to tie the Festival of Trees to serving kids and families, and we hope the community understands when they come out to support and enjoy the festival, they're really supporting children.
Well, tell me about some of the programs that are helped by the Festival of Trees.
Well, the Baby Fold serves over 1,000 kids and families every year, and we have programs that range from foster care to adoption support to specialty schooling through our Hammett School programs, and even early intervention initiatives that have been proven to prevent child abuse and neglect. So we're very proud of what's going on.
So, of course, you need funding for that, and that's
yes.
why you have something massive like the Festival of Trees.
It is massive. Massive and exciting. You know, we like to think of it, this as one of our ways to give back to the community. We know people like to start their holiday season like this, and it's something that we can do to really pull everybody together the way they've pulled behind us.
It's a really big festival.
Yes.
It takes place over several days.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the events we can expect to see.
We're just very excited this year. We have so many great things going on. Professional designers who have created beautiful trees that are going to be absolutely everywhere.
So can people bid on these trees or buy them outright? How does that work?
Absolutely. Everything that they see, it looks like decorations in a beautiful enchanted forest, but everything is for sale. So it's like a huge silent auction. There's trees and wreaths and table settings all in the Christmas spirit, and you can put a bid on any one of those things, or you can choose just to buy it outright for the buy it now price, and all of that money goes back to the Baby Fold. Don't buy any Christmas decorations until you've been there to see what you might want to get, because again, it helps our kids and families, and we're growing and we're expanding and we're really investing in the lives of children. So the proceeds that come from the Festival of Trees will go a long way to helping us do our job.
Are there certain themes with the trees, with the decor?
There's a variety of themes. We've got sports teams and just traditional holiday fare and everything in between. They are creative as the minds of our artists. We have a design committee that dedicates nearly an entire year every year to thinking about the kinds of things that they could do. And they even go to a seminar at Jeffrey Allen's to learn what's cutting edge as far as tree decor goes and how to make it look very special so that when people do purchase these things, they look very nice in their homes.
You also have an opening day breakfast.
Yes, which is something different for us. We've traditionally done a Thursday night event, but we're always trying to keep things new and fresh, and we've come to understand how easy it is for our community to get to breakfasts and how much they enjoy those. So we thought we'd just give it a try this year, and anyone who comes to our opening day breakfast will have an exclusive ticket that will allow them to get first look at all of the trees and wreaths, and I'm going to make some special announcement about good things that are happening at the Baby Fold, and then they'll get to look around in advance of the public coming in. The breakfast is from 7 to 9, but the public won't be allowed in until 9.
There's also Avanti's Family Night.
Yes, Avanti's Family Night is one of our favorites. And we have not only delicious food from Avanti's for families, but we also have this excellent bluegrass band. And they're going to be playing Christmas music, and I think that people will really enjoy hearing them. They're called New Legacy. And last year when they came to us, they were about ready to go out on tour, and they were going to kick off and just do a little practice at the festival. And they were phenomenal. So we were lucky to get them back this year.
There's also a tradition, breakfast mm-hmm. with Santa.
Yes. You have to come see Santa on Saturday morning at the Festival of Trees. That is where he lives every year on Saturday morning. And also the kids will get to hear great entertainment by Julie Kay, who dances and sings on stage for the kids and blows bubbles. And they get so excited. It's one of my favorite times.
You also have a Heart of Festival Luncheon. Now, what is that?
Now, that's something a little bit different. We haven't done this in a while, but we want people to come out on Sundays and enjoy just a traditional family-style meal with us and enjoy the festival before it ends. The auction that day ends at 2:30, so you have until 2:30 on Sunday to bid. You can enjoy the festival until 4 p.m., but it's a good chance to bring your family out, come out, and see us before we close.
Amy, we in the state of Illinois had to deal without a budget for quite some time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And of course, it was impacting all sorts of organizations.
Absolutely.
Including the Baby Fold. How does the Festival of Trees help out in making sure you guys can still do what you need to do?
It has become something that is an important part of our annual budget, not only the funds that are raised, but the publicity surrounding it and all of the community members talking about the festival in conjunction with the Baby Fold helps us spread the good news about what we do. So there's the money that we raise there that we very much count on, and also the after effect that's very positive for us and brings people to our cause. So we really count on it as much as the community counts on coming to the event and enjoying it. I would just like to thank the community for all their support. It has been a rocky time for so many with a budget impasse, but we've come out of it in such a positive fashion, and we're continuing to grow in so many program areas and expand and invest in the lives of kids, and we appreciate the investment that the community makes back in us.
Amy, how much are you hoping to raise with the Festival of Trees?
We're hoping to raise about $240,000 at the event. We think we can do it this year. Our corporate sponsors have been so generous to us in advance that we're off to a really good start before the event has even begun. So it's a very special community bonding experience, and we're grateful to all the people who come out, to all the people who sponsor us, to the people who decide to buy their Christmas decorations there for children. We love you all.
This town is known for a lot of generosity. Mm-hmm. So are the corporate sponsors really bullish on the Baby Fold?
I think they feel very positively about the fact that they can trust us to do wonderful things with their money that will ultimately benefit the economy and create good future employees for all of them. I think they understand the investment that we're making in the future, and we are creating the friends, the neighbors, and the future employees of tomorrow, and they understand that.
In addition to the Festival of Trees, you have something called a Christmas wish list.
Oh, we do. And that happens right after the Festival of Trees. If you would like to adopt one of our child's Christmas wish lists, please contact us through our website or at thebabyfold.org, and we can send you a list of a child, and then we'll have a drop-off site where you can come and give us those gifts. No need to wrap them or anything, but what we really try to do is serve kids who would typically not have anything under their tree for Christmas. And last year, we were able to fill about 600 lists with the community's help, and we were so grateful for that. It's a very special thing. We feel like we're in Santa's workshop when families start dropping off the toys and gifts. You know, these kids don't have very much, and so if we can make that day a little special for them, we really want to. We like to see those smiles.
That's Amy Beam, Vice President of Development and Public Relations at the Baby Fold. The Festival of Trees is Friday through Sunday at the Interstate Center in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.